Now, in terms of technology on TV, we've saved the best for last. So let's take a little trek into a star-filled space known as Star Trek.
To explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Gentlemen, beam me aboard.
We can't, Captain. Transporter is out again.
Mr. Scott, 20 seconds to detonation.
Mr. Scott?
Mr. Scott.
Try inverse phasing.
60, 50, 40, 30.
Gentlemen, I suggest you beam me aboard.
10, 9, 8.
Mr.
Seven,
Scott?
6.
Fire now, Mr. Kyle.
5, 4.
Bridge! We got him through!
John, how significant was Star Trek in its depiction of technology on TV?
Now, I think it's probably one of the most significant shows in the history of television. There are so many there are so many different types of technologies, of course, that were shown in the 24th century, 25th century, that of course there were a lot of different things that it could pick up on, but I think in a lot of ways there are a lot of people since that show have consciously acknowledged that Star Trek was a big influence. Of course, space travel is one area. Teleportation doesn't exist as a form of transportation, but teleportation is a real area of research for certain involving teleportation of quantum information, and as such, that's something that's very important to some kinds of cryptography and communications work. I think it's very interesting that cell phones, in a lot of ways, I think a lot of the kind of clamshell design cell phones have been very consciously modeled after the communicators that they carried on Star Trek.
So it might be possible thousands of years from now to actually transport human beings by disassembling them and reassembling them, or is that absolutely impossible?
Well, absolutely probably overstates it, but the reality is that's probably not what teleportation is ever really going to be doing. There are several different ways in theory you could approach the problem of teleportation. On Star Trek, they would talk, nebulously about, disassembling people and shooting their atoms through space and then putting them all back together again. The information demands of that would make that basically impossible. But there are some interesting ways, if you take advantage of peculiarities of quantum physics, that you can do something similar, of sort of basically, in effect, making a particle disappear in one place and reappear in a different place. That may be much more important for new types of computing and for new types of communications than it is for anything resembling transportation.